I was just kind of wondering, you know, what's the motivation for the hackathon?
Well, like many hackathons, we're trying to raise interest in an SDK, in this case Firebase, that we think a lot of developers will find helpful. I think a hackathon is a great way to sort of motivate getting into it in the first place, because if you don't have that motivation, that external influence, you may look at it and say it's neat, but then not give it a second look. Having a hackathon creates a structure and environment which people are incentivized to take a look at something that they, you know, might not otherwise. And the hope is that they'll learn something, right? I mean, part of this is learning the SDK, getting it involved into an app, and finding out that it's actually very easy to use. I think it's very easy to use. And then we want people to take that and then talk about it. We're also going to tweet the winners, so the winners will get some promotion, and then, you know, we'll be able to point to some projects that people have done. So So from my perspective, at least, that helps raise some more awareness about Firebase in the greater community, not just the people who've attended here.
Now, have you run a hackathon with Firebase before?
I have never run a hackathon with Firebase before. When Firebase was not part of Google, my understanding was that they did developer-focused events, but that was before my involvement.
What do you expect? What do you think you're going to see?
Well, I was part of another hackathon at Google, and it was more Android-focused. It wasn't about Firebase. And I was, quite frankly, surprised at the level of quality of apps that were produced. Of course, they had more time. They had, like, 4 days to do it, whereas here we essentially have 24 hours. So my hopes are still kind of high. I think there are creative people out there that have great ideas and just need tools to make them happen. And having an environment like this, I think, brings out the best in people. That said, I myself have never actually participated in hackathons. I mean, I've been involved with them, but I've never, you know, gone in and got my hands dirty with the coding.
Do you think that there's anything particular about Firebase that's going to make this hackathon particularly unique or interesting?
Yeah, so I think what will be unique here is the fact that we're providing a backend for developers to work with. So my assumption is that everyone in the room already knows Androids. You know, we're all Android engineers. This is an Android conference. There's only so much you can do with an Android app that doesn't have a backend, right? So if you just lay out the backend and say, here's the database, here's storage, here's login, here's, you know, authentication and rules and, you know, everything that you need to build out that app, the idea is that you could potentially build something that's much more dynamic than just an app itself. And the real-time nature of Firebase Database makes it so that you can now open up the possibility of highly interactive apps or games where multiple people can play and, and build that fairly easily. Without a back-end component, if you tried to do that in an app, you'd have to write the networking stack and provide, you know, your own back-end, and making it real-time is its own different challenge. And so having this particular tool set available, I think, will create or help people create things that you wouldn't see in a regular or just client-side hack.
Do you think you're going to be here all night?
I hope so. I hope everyone in that room stays and is fully engaged until midnight. I personally am very jet-lagged. I just got back from a week and a half in Asia. I got back. I started to get back on schedule. Then I got way off again. Now I'm in a completely different time zone. So I'm feeling it right now. But if everyone here is motivated to learn and create, I'm with them 100%. So, and if not, then we'll, you know, start up again bright and early in the morning, right?
Cool. Well, good luck adjusting.
Yeah, thank you.